Today I want to discuss the question of speaking during the course of Bedikat Chametz. Person makes the bracha and then starts checking for chametz. And the question is there a problem for them to speak in the middle of Bedikat Chametz? Very often this is a mitzvah that takes a prolonged period of time, and no sooner than you're underway than you get somebody asking you, where did you put the matzahs, and did you order the chickens, or whatever it might be. Or the phone goes, the Goldbergs want to know, are they coming for Seder first night or second night? Are you allowed to answer those questions? So it's obvious that between saying the bracha of Albir Chametz and starting the Bedika, that if you were to speak, then you would have to repeat the bracha. That's brought down by the poskim in Shulchan Aruch Siman Taf Lamed Bet Seif Aleph. That's because you've had an interruption between the bracha and starting the mitzvah, and that applies with other mitzvot as well. But what about talking during the course of the Bedikah? So the Tor brings down from the Rosh, who quotes the opinion of the Gaonim, who says that you're not allowed to speak in the middle of Bedikah Chametz, and if you do, then you would need to say a bracha again before you resume your searching. But the Rosh disagrees with that, and he says it's similar to being in a sukkah and eating in the sukkah, or eating any meal, that you said a bracha of leshev basukkah, and then you're allowed to talk during the fulfillment of the mitzvah, or during a meal. You said hamotzi, doesn't mean you're not allowed to speak between one piece of bread and the next. Once you've started, so then it's not a problem to speak after that. But nevertheless, the conclusion of the Rosh is that it's correct not to speak during the course of Bedikat Chametz, not because it's a hefsek between the bracha and the Bedikah, but so that the person will pay attention to what they're doing. Otherwise, you might get distracted. The phone goes, you start talking to somebody, and you might forget to finish the Bedikah. So therefore, he thinks that it's not proper to speak, but it's not regarded as a hefsek. The Taz in Sif Katan Gimel, he learns out from what the Rosh says, is that it's only Sicha B'Teila which is prohibited. That means idle chatter. That's the Lashon that the Rosh uses, which means, you know, your sister-in-law phones and wants a chat with you whilst you're doing Bedikat Chametz, so that you can't engage in that. But things which are important, even if they're nothing to do with the Bedikat Chametz at all, but it's an important conversation that you need to have, so then that's going to be permissible. But the Taz himself disagrees with that, and he holds that it's not comparable, and to sitting in the sukkah or eating a suda. Why? Because in those cases, you can stop the activity at whatever time you want, and therefore you could say, okay, I'm actually not continuing now. Whereas with the Bedikat Chametz, you've got to carry on until you've checked everywhere that needs checking. So the Lashon in the Shulchan Aruch in Taf Lamed Bet Seif Aleph is Tov Shelo Yidaber B'Dvarim Achirim Ad Sheik Mor Kol HaBedikah, that it's best not to speak about other matters until you've finished the whole of Bedikat Chametz. The Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Vav says that if you did interrupt and speak about other things in the middle of the Bedikah, then you don't need to say another bracha. And certainly things which are to do with the Bedikat Chametz, like, you know, can you help me move this couch so that I can check behind it, or something like that. So even l'chatchila, you're allowed to speak. Question that I've wondered about for some time, though, is what's the definition of starting the Bedikah? Does that mean to say, as soon as I said the bracha, I'll be a chametz, and then lifted up the candle and turned to the side to look somewhere, is that that I started the Bedikah? Or does it need to be something more substantial than that? So Rav Moshe Sternbach in Ma'adim Uzmanim, Hashalim, Chelek Dalatim, Reish Pei Zayin, he suggests that it might mean that you've got to, you know, check one room. You know, each room is regarded as part of, you know, a unit of the mitzvah in its own right. He says it might be similar to with Shechita, that if you're doing Shechita and you speak between, you say the bracha on the Shechita and you speak between one bird and the next, then that's not a problem. So the same might be here, that so long as you've checked one room, then it's much less of a problem to speak. The Achronim, Rav Eliashiv and Rav Vosna, they discuss the question of if you went to the bathroom in the middle of Bidikat Chametz, they say that you can say Barachav Asher Yatzar. In the Sefer Nitei Gavriel, Perek Yudalad Sif Zayin, he says that Amore Hara'ah, a Rav, if the phone goes while he's doing Bidikat Chametz, with people asking shilas, then he is allowed to answer those shilas. Ad Kan.